We hear a lot, and rightly so, about the problem of homelessness in Australia. It's a symptom of, well, not just our housing crisis, but lots of things. And the reality is that many people have nowhere to go because there's not enough housing, especially social and affordable housing. Rising rents, low rental vacancy rates, and other cost of living pressures are pushing more people into social and affordable housing and also living on the streets. And then they're not just individuals, they're families, they're working people. There are apparently already almost 60,000 people on the social housing waiting list in New South Wales, about 10,000 in my area in the Hunter, with waiting times of 10 years or more. And that's why it's an event that's been held every year since 2009. It's in its 16th year. It's on today. It's called the Hunter Homeless Connect Day. The organiser is Michelle Faithful, and Michelle is on the line. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Okay, this has been going for quite some time. What's the purpose of the Hunter Homeless Connect Day, Michelle?
Well, the purpose is to make it easier for people to access support, and they can do that under the one roof on the one day. We have a multitude of services here. We've got 145 of them on the ground here today, and a lot of them come from government, non-government, health, legal and financial, housing and accommodation providers, obviously, catering, free catering, and entertainment. It's just a really good, feel-good day for people to feel safe, and an inclusive day where they can actually find support.
Now, this is not for the general public, though, is it, Michelle?
Look, it's for people who really need support. And where do you draw the line at these days anyway, in terms of, you know, the cost of living crisis, that, you know, the housing crisis itself is impacting many, many people, families, individuals. So we're non-judgmental here. If you need some help, you're welcome.
My guest, Michelle Faithful, the CEO of Hunter Homeless Connect. They've organised, it's the 16th year of the Hunter Homeless Connect Day, happening this morning from 9 o'clock at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre. You can even get a haircut. There's legal support, things like toiletry, care packs, food and support, with things like legal, housing, domestic violence, and many other issues. I noticed you've moved to a larger venue, which is indicative of the fact that more and more people are calling on the supports and services that Hunter Homeless Connect provides, Michelle.
Well, this is true. We had a record-breaking year last year after the pandemic. We had a couple of years break, obviously, and we had our biggest year with about 3,000 on the ground, and we were in the exhibition centre, which is a little bit smaller, but now we've had to move into the entertainment centre, which is a lot bigger and a lot more expensive, I might add. But it's given us a lot more room. So we're just in the process of, you know, completing our setup this morning and ready for the public to come in at 9.
Great.
But now, it's a much better space.
Yes, it's a great space. And it's free of charge, and it's obviously, well, you're using the entertainment centre. There are costs involved. Who is financing this on behalf of Hunter Homeless Connect?
That's always a good question. You know, the venue itself is owned by Venues New South Wales, and we would love some government support, but we often get private organisations that we need to find, you know, to fund it. So, we're always looking for sponsors and funders to help us. You know, it's about 40K, you know, for us to put the event on. So it's not cheap, but it's, you know, we're doing a good thing. And the other side of this, which it is, services are able to collaborate with each other on the day. This is a prime opportunity for them to come together and work together. So, you know, they don't get that very often.
Michelle, I mentioned this morning, I said, and I wasn't sure, that similar events would be happening around the country. Are you in communication and liaison with other groups that are doing similar things in other areas around the country?
Look, I know Sydney used to run one, and it's not in existence anymore, and I don't know if that's actually coming back. And so we had people travel from Sydney for this event, I might add, and the Central Coast and other regions. Mm. Central Coast used to also run one. There are other smaller ones. I think this is the largest one in the country, I would say. Yeah, I would think. I could be wrong, but I would think.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, keep up the good work. Thank you very much for your time this morning. I dare say you're about to become very busy, Michelle.
Already am. Thanks, Richard.
Yeah, no, that's a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you. Michelle Faithful, who's the CEO of Hunter Homeless Connect, their big day. It's an annual event, been happening since 2009, on from 9 o'clock this morning at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre.